the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
Who has got the most miles on their ride? Like right now, listening to the Joe and Alex Show, calling and brag a little bit. Or also, like, who's got the biggest just hoopty, the piece of crap? You're just hauling this thing around. You, every time you drive, part of it probably falls off. I mean, you don't mean to have your muffler in the road causing accidents, but hey.
That's what your car was like before you got your new one, right?
210,000 miles, and I would have driven it longer. Like, that's not, I guarantee somebody listening, Alex, right now, has more than 210,000 miles on their ride.
Probably pork chop.
Yeah, wait a minute. How many do you have, pork chop?
Dude, I win this game. I don't care who you are. I have 297,000 miles on my
car. Wow. Can anyone beat pork chop?
297.
I'm 3,000 miles away from 300,000.
Knocking on wood to make sure it goes. Okay. Now, this guy's going to blow you out of the water. The story that brought this whole thing up is a guy. He's a former auto technician from North Carolina. His name's Dexter, and he posted a photo of his 2000 Honda Accord. It hit 100,000 miles like last month, and now it's obviously rolled over. It looks like it just started brand new, but you know it's hit over a million. So, that's incredible. How long have you had your vehicle that's almost 300,000 miles, pork chop?
I bought it, it's an 08, but I bought it brand new in 2007, so it's going to be 12 years this October.
That's
so 11
insane.
And a half years.
How did you get so many miles? Is it just from Uber driving?
Uber driving. I used to deliver pizzas for Papa John's. I've driven across the country like 4 times.
Okay.
I've got to tell you this.
What?
So, all my friends are telling me that, like, this is a big milestone, like 300,000 miles. And they all said I should reach out to Dodge because they might want to, like, feature it in, like, an Instagram post. Or, you know, they might clean it up for free.
Your piece of crap car?
Yeah, your thing looks like it. Your thing looks old. Trust me. It looks like it's been beat up.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
it got T-boned by the lady. And I mean,
it didn't get T-boned. It got slightly sideswiped.
Okay, you can call it what you want to call it.
And there's nothing wrong with it right now. It rides fine. It sounds fine. There's no clinks, no clanks.
Is the roof still falling in, or has that been fixed?
It was like the slightest. And I put
put a thumbtack
up
there?
What I said still stands.
No, dude, get in my car. It's fine.
I just want to live.
I reached out to Dodge, and they wrote back, and they were just like, sir, do you have a problem with your car? Like, and I'm like, no, I just want to know
if
you want to feature it. And they're like, well, if you have a problem with your car, let us know. Otherwise, see ya.
Yeah, they're not going to feature that car. They're going to feature new, hot, sexy cars.
No, but that's a statement. If you could get a car with 300,000 miles. Like,
I don't think, I mean, that's impressive, but I think more people do that than you think.
No.
Like, if you had, like, 500,000, like, whoa.
Well, then we'll find out. The phone line should be blowing up. I'm going to go check them.
833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. I almost want to talk more about it because he's answering the phones right now, Alex. Like, that is cool. It's 300,000 miles almost. His car is so beat up, though. And I'm not judging. My car was beat up, too. But, like, I feel like he's got one of those cars where he's going to start duct taping things now, like black duct tape to hold the bumper on.
Yes. I have only gotten to around 100,000 miles on all my cars. Right now I'm a little over 100, so I am really anxious to try to find something else. Just because, for at least what I drive, it's like once you get around that point, I feel like the costs start going up a lot more and things like that. You're out of warranty, so I'm trying to find something else.
I couldn't do anything with mine. My car had 210, but it's just that it was a Saturn and they didn't make them anymore. So I had like a $320 repair. My mechanic buddy's like, Joe, I can fix it for you, but I like me hooking you up, it's going to be like $900. Just because the parts are so hard to get. I'm like, that's not worth it. I'll go get a newer, like a new-to-me car. Teresa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, Porkchop was bragging he's almost at 300,000 miles. Where are you at?
Almost 400,000. I'm currently sitting at 399,510.
So you're 100,000 more than Porkchop. And what car do you drive?
I actually am driving the 2004 Grand Prix.
Okay. You know what? I've heard those are really good cars.
That's impressive. So do you think Porkchop needs to quit his whining and just realize he is not that impressive? Like, he wanted, like, Dodge to, like, put him in a featured post.
We actually talked about that because we have 2 Grand Prix, me and my husband, and he's actually driving the newer one now because he drives further than me. But the other one we actually have is also almost 300,000. So.
Joe, I've got a great idea.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go out to my car.
No.
I'm going to take a picture of the odometer, and I'm going to put it on Instagram, and I'm going to put a little, what's the question, you know, a poll.
Okay.
Do you have more miles than pork chop? And I guarantee you it'll be 5% of people say more.
Well, I know. It's just like I just wanted one person, and we have that right there. Teresa,
thank you,
by the way, for calling in.
Her car's also really old, right? What, Teresa, what year did you say?
2004.
I think.
It's not that much older than your 2007.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
Jeez, Teresa, can you congratulate Teresa? You sound really bitter right now.
I say we drive across the country together, Teresa.
She's still there. You're going to congratulate
Wait,
her?
I want to know something. Did you buy that car new, Teresa, so all the miles are from you, or did someone else own it?
No, we actually bought it 2 years ago, and it was from a guy that used to be a insurance agent, and I guess he drove everywhere and offered his insurance to people.
How much with that many miles on it, how much did it cost you to get that car 2 years ago?
We bought it with just under $300,000, and we paid $1,600 for it.
Okay, that's a pretty good deal.
Wow, that seems like a lot to me. That seems like a
lot
of money. I don't know. It doesn't seem like 300,000 miles like for any car to pay $1,600.
My car's worth $2,000 right now.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Hey, if you do have anything, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's know who's got the most miles up on their whip.